Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, when you guys watch the news and you see that there's a wildfire and these houses have to evacuate, and sometimes they get no notice to evacuate, or there's a house that Anne Hesch runs into with her car and lights it on fire, or she at least ran into it and forget the house went on fire, or like what we see in Evansville, Indiana, where a house just explodes and other houses start to, you know, have damage. Or there's hurricanes, or there's something else. And do you watch it and you think to yourself, going, okay, if I had time to evacuate, what would I grab? Where would everything be? And I've done that, and I make the same mistake. I go, well, if that ever happens, I'm going to need to grab this. I'm going to want to grab the kids' photo album. I'm going to want to grab this. I'm going to want to grab this. But it's not going to be very easy to find. Everything is all over the place in the house. And I tell myself, I need to have everything in one single place that I could just grab. But then I tell myself, no. Because if anything happens in that house, then I lose everything in one area. And remember, I had a fire as a kid. And some of the rooms were spared. Some were completely destroyed. Oh, that smell of the fire when your house is burned, never leaves your memory. And the sight of everything gone. My Michael Jackson poster was seared, completely smoked, blackened with smoke, but you could still see his eyes peering through it. And I was like, I want my poster. And my mom's like, we'll have to get you a new one with whatever money we could come up with, or insurance settlement or whatever. And so, you know, I always tell myself, well, look, you know, if tragedy happens, you're going to be able to have to grab your stuff and go. But I don't put my stuff in just one area because I don't want it to just be in one area in case something happens there. And I think we need to come up with a better plan. I know a lot of us have safes. I don't remember the code to the safes. The safe's too big to carry, And when it's chaos and you're in shock, you might not remember stuff. So, I'm looking right now. This is a horrible tragedy where three people were killed and 39 homes damaged by an explosion in a house in Evansville. And a dozen agencies are on scene. People trying to figure out what the hell happened. Oh, three people killed. One had to be transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Could be more victims. The authorities are still searching because a lot of these buildings nearby were not safe to enter. Initial survey showed almost 40 houses suffered anywhere from severe to more moderate damage. 11 homes left uninhabitable, according to the American Red Cross. Evansville has about 116,000 people. It's about 3 hours' drive southwest of Indianapolis. And there was debris everywhere. I don't know if you saw the video. There was a video from a camera that was up the street. And you just see a beautiful little neighborhood, and then all of a sudden, boom, the house blows up. Other houses had windows and blown in and glass, and it was... And we don't know what happened. There's been a lot of theories that something was being cooked or made or poor gas line or gas leak. I don't know, but it's something that, foul play has not been ruled out. But it's just tragic. But, you know, whenever these things happen, I'm, you know, blown away when, you know, people say, you know, oh, my stuff got ruined, you know, like in areas or they have things that didn't necessarily need to, you know, be vulnerable. And I would say, you know, when you see these things happen, of course, you know, do what you can to help the Red Cross, donate blood, you know, but, you know, have a better plan with what's at your house, what you want, what you need. You know, if having had to flee a house with the clothes on my back because it was on fire, that was, it was a real lesson, and I was in middle school at the time. And so and you'd think I'd do a better job, but I kind of feel like we should all have like a suitcase that has, you know, the outfits we know we're going to need either for work or for our kids' school or whatever, have the medicines you need in one box that you could just grab, have all the pet stuff you need. Because that's the thing. I got a ranch, you know, with my cats and dogs. They'd be running around the place. One would be cleaning himself. It'd be just sitting there going, excuse me, can I have some privacy here? The dog would be probably losing her mind. The cats would be scuttling under the bed. And so I know most of my time is going to have to spend getting the animals out while the kids are getting out or anything like that. But you know, if you have anything that is of worth or mementos or something, you know, I would, you know, have a plan for those, or at least have them in something that you could just easily grab. Maybe rather than stuff just sitting in the safe, maybe it being like a little closed case. So when you open up the safe, you could just grab the case, you know, and it's tough because we just don't like to think about that. But we have a very weird, you know, landscape right now. Climate's changing, not because of my hamburger, but, you know, we're having some very weird patterns of wildfires and droughts and things like that. We have very weird crime surges. We have these, you know, weird accidents that seem to happen. And I just think a lot of us are very underprepared. And when you hear people go, you know, I lost everything, and you know, maybe there are better ways to protect things. You know, fireproof your documents. But I mean, I don't really have jewelry. I don't really have a lot of things of worth. But I want my guns, you know, able to be grabbed if I need to. I want the Social Security cards. Isn't that ridiculous? I'm worried about the Social Security cards. You know, if there's any medications my family needs, I want to be able to grab those. And maybe what you need to do, like I taught you guys on a plane, maybe have, you know, your extras. You know, everybody only has like one bottle of medicine. Maybe have that second bottle. Maybe have, you know, have that second favorite outfit. But something ready to go in a suitcase where if you have to run, you run. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think we have had another shooting. We're getting some breaking news. Sorry, guys. I hate that this keeps happening every day, but we do have some, I think we have a development here. We're being told that an armed man attempted to breach Cincinnati's FBI office. This led to shots fired and a standoff. This is according to officials at Ohio State Highway Patrol. An attempted breach of a Cincinnati FBI building. I do not believe this necessarily, I can't say this had anything to do with the FBI raid on Trump. I don't think we're getting that information, but all we know is, according to Ohio State Highway Patrol and FBI Cincinnati, this started around 9 a.m. when an armed man attempted to breach FBI Cincinnati's visitor screening facility. An alarm went off. FBI special agents responded when the man fired a nail gun at law enforcement personnel. Then he held up an AR-15-style rifle. Then he fled in a vehicle north to I-71, leading Ohio State Highway Patrol on a pursuit. According to WLWT, police said during the pursuit, the suspect fired shots from his vehicle before getting off the highway, stopping near Smith Road in Clinton County. That's when police said the suspect and officers exchanged gunfire, leading to an ongoing active standoff. No officers have been injured during the exchange of gunfire. Unclear yet if the suspect was struck, but numerous federal, state, local law enforcement agencies are on scene, and the standoff is still active but contained. There's a lockdown in the area remaining in place. They say Clinton County Emergency Management Agency said the suspect is described as wearing a gray shirt and body armor. So now the highway's closed between State Route 73 and 68 in both directions. State Route 73 is also shut down in both directions from Mitchell Road to State Route 380. And the lockdown is in effect for all buildings within a one-mile radius, and that's happening right now. So we'll give you guys, you know, updates. I mean, thank God thus far nobody's been hurt, but you really have some, man, I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, in terms of the Mar-a-Lago raid, still a lot of questions. We're getting a little bit more information. I mean, originally when this happened on day one, we were told there was no search warrant. Nobody knew what was going on. They you know, did an illegal search. Then you started to, you know, because I'm like, and I even talked about this with you guys, I'm like, they wouldn't have risked that. I'm sure they thought they had something and they did the search warrant, and but there was something that wasn't right about it, which is why everybody's been very on edge, even Democrats as well, with, okay, look, guys, you know, the FBI doesn't need any more bad publicity. You might want to, you know, talk to us about the warrant. Somebody say something. So now we're being told that there was a warrant. It was actually given to the lawyer, but not initially. When the lawyer asked for it originally, they wouldn't. Now, is that because they didn't know who the hell she was, or is it because they didn't, I don't know. But, you know, usually the FBI, they've done enough raids where they should know there's a protocol. But what's very odd about this protocol is you've never really had a personal residence of a former president, you know, raided like this. I mean, you know, and people are wanting to know what was so criminal. What was, you know, so, FBI raids we saw with, like, the Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, we're talking about years of, you know, maybe insider trading or, you know, multiple financial laws that were broken for decades. And what was this about? And we're being told it had to do with White House classified information. And I think one of which was the napkin that Kim Jong-un wrote a little note to Trump about, like on a cocktail napkin. So the problem with these stories is you get all these theories, all these little pieces, and you don't know what the heck is going on. So we're being told now, just the news reported, that there was an existence of a subpoena that did prompt this. Because what everybody, you know, has been saying, especially those that are aware of how FBI raids occur, is there's usually a subpoena. It usually goes through lawyers. There's multiple processes that happen first before the feds have to descend on a private residence with guns in hand and whatever the hell happened. But we're being now told that there was a grand jury subpoena, and that the probe had escalated for months before they chose to go to former President Donald Trump's home. We're being told that they went to pick up a small number of documents. Sounds like they were there for hours, though, and they were really ransacking the place. But again, these are just rumors. CNN reported that the FBI returned to Mar-a-Lago Monday because investigators had developed evidence including from one witness, that suggested more classified documents remained. Now, apparently when there was the back and forth, President Trump's team showed them 15 boxes or gave them 15 boxes of what they deemed were classified. I don't know if they were actually classified or not, but apparently they said there was more. And a June 3rd meeting was cordial. Trump had said, I appreciate the job you're doing, according to the Wall Street Journal. Anything you need, let us know. Just the News said that the ex-president surprised the DOJ, prosecutor, and three FBI agents, that he surprised them. I think that was the opposite. I think that's a typo. They said the officials arrived around lunchtime, to discuss boxes of government records that were sitting in a basement storage room surrounded by suits, sweaters, and golf shoes. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The subpoena covered any remaining documents Trump possessed with classified markings, even if they involved photos with foreign leaders, correspondents, or mementos from the presidency. He said at the time, Trump greeted the officials, and they asked if they could search the 6-foot by 10-foot storage room. Trump greenlighted the search. The lawyers agreed to it. This is according to Just the News, and the prosecutor and agents went through the things. Secret Service was present. Several days later, the FBI sent a note asking that a stronger lock be installed on the door to the storage room. Journal reported, they said, thank you, very truly yours, Jay Bratt, Chief of Counterintelligence and Export Control Section. The Trump Organization also received a request for surveillance video footage covering the locker. This week's raid, though, it leaves a lot of holes into, well, then what happened between then and now? Trump had said he did work with them. He said, after working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. Now, again, every day we're hearing something new. He said, in early June, the DOJ and FBI asked my legal representative to put an extra lock on the door leading to the place where the boxes were stored. They were in secured areas. So why this surprise raid? So, it's very frustrating for a lot of us because we want to know that the government is working for us and not working against us. We also want to know that if there is going to be a force with law enforcement, you know, or investigations or criminal prosecution, that it equals the crime. I mean, this is the this is what has been debated, as we look at, some of the, deaths that are happening, with some who are trying to, I guess, evade arrest, in police custody and things like that. If there's going to be, any sort of force, what was it justified? And when you have a former president who said he was cooperating, appears to have been going back and forth on what do you need, and it could be that the FBI is just being a pain in the butt, or it could be that, Trump could have played games and kept something that they really wanted, but it just, we do need some clarity. And there, when it comes to, Obama has things, Clinton has things, I mean, everybody has mementos and things from their living at the White House. They have, and there's a process. So, then even if so, did Hillary Clinton go to jail? Did Hillary Clinton have her home completely, raided by the FBI? Where's the consistency? Why isn't there equality in the extent of the drama surrounding this? So it still brings a lot of questions. As we get more information, we'll tell you. I just, am still kind of in shock. And I get, adds extra heat, that the Democrats would like to put on Trump. But I think it might backfire because if people think he's being unfairly, bullied, it might help him in the polls. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A police standoff is ongoing in southwest Ohio, where a man is wanted for threatening FBI agents at their headquarters in Cincinnati. The man is crouched behind a car off Interstate 71. On Twitter, the FBI saying an armed subject attempted to breach the visitor screening facility that led to an alarm and FBI special agents responding. Mortgage rates are back above 5%. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage is at 5.22%. In June, rates surpassed 5.8%. The producer price index fell to 9.8% over the last year for the month. Below analyst predictions, compared with June, the index fell 0.5%, the first decline in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's always this balance between misinformation and actually getting news and updates. And so as a physician, whenever people said, well, I read about this online, I don't cringe like a lot of doctors do. If people say, oh, I know you hate it, but I read about this online, I don't cringe because some online sources are pretty damn good. WebMD, I trust. Mayo Clinic. My articles. I mean, if you read, you know, that I wrote, you know, talked about some of the, you know, risks of vaping, et cetera, whatever. You read about it on my articles, on my blog, I'd be like, okay, you're getting pretty well educated. But then sometimes you have stupid out there. And you have people who think they're doctors and think they're medical professionals saying, hey, this is what I want you to do. This is what you need to do. And then that could be a problem. And mind you, me being an MD, I don't sit around and go, okay, well, I'm a doctor, so anything I say goes. I told you guys, the best doctor I ever had was my mom. My mom would know something was wrong with me and what was wrong, right, hours before anybody else could diagnose me. So as far as I'm concerned, it's the person with experience, the person who lived through it, to have the education we need. That's why, like, you know, as we're debating whether a kid should avoid puberty if they want to transition to an adult, I'm like, can we talk to the transgender community first? Because you have doctors going back and forth, and I go, can we actually hear from people that went through it and what happened when they changed their mind about wanting to have a baby? Or did they never change their mind? So I really appreciate anecdotal and non-scientifically studied information out there, because sometimes that gives birth to new medicine. I mean, look at how now we have treatments for some very severe seizure disorders like Dravet's, because some parents said that they noticed the marijuana helped their kids seize less. Now, we don't want parents experimenting with their child with drugs. I mean, that's why there's all these rules and regulations and, you know, threats of child abuse if you do something to your child that's not medically established. But we have to call it like it is. Some of our current medical, progress and inventions came from, oops, look at that. Look at what happened. So my mind is always open. What I urge you all to do, though, is if something doesn't sound right, to trust that instinct and talk to us physicians or medical personnel. So one thing that it's going viral now, but one thing when I was younger, I thought should have been promoted was breathing through your nose more. Your nose is designed for warming the air, filtering the air, preventing pathogens from coming in. That's why you have boogers. That's why you have hair. That's why you have the nasal passages the way they are. And your nose is supposed to be what you're supposed to be breathing through. That's why when a baby nurses, when a baby's eating, they breathe through their nose. The problem is a lot of us live in areas that are very dusty. I've always had a blocked up nose, so I've had to breathe through my mouth. And I've worried. I'm like, if I'm breathing through my mouth, am I going to be more prone to getting sick? Yeah, well, maybe. You know, being a mouth breather, I don't believe is the healthiest, because your nose was designed to filter out a lot of things with the air, pollutants even. So I think nose breathers have an advantage. But there's this viral trend on TikTok to tape your mouth shut, so it forces you in your sleep to breathe from your nose. Now we're getting to the you don't close any orifice up. That is not healthy. Covering up an orifice and limiting your ability to breathe if you need to can be dangerous. That's why a lot of us have been kind of struggling with these young kids wearing masks. We need you to breathe. So there's this viral TikTok saying you could get a better night's sleep, mouth taping, and it's apparently Move with James posted a video about it. They say breathe through the nose when possible. It's natural, recommended by health experts. Okay, here's the thing, though. The one thing I've noticed is when your oxygen level drops, you get tired. And some of my patients said that they hold their breath so they fall asleep. I'm like, so what? They're like, I fall asleep when my oxygen is dropping. And I'm like, I know, it does make you tired, but that's not healthy. Maybe you have sleep apnea. You're cutting off your oxygen to fall asleep and hope your body will, you know, in your sleep start breathing again is not, you know, ideal. But I think the reason why people are touting it, saying, you know, closing your mouth, is because that hypoxia makes you tired. The problem is it's not healthy. I really believe that concussions and dementia and all sorts of things that happen to our brain could be minimized if we increase our oxygenation of our brain. And that would require having all open orifices on the job. Now, nose breathing produces nitric oxide. It helps widen blood vessels, can help oxygen circulation in the body. And I get that Healthline talks about it's healthier to breathe through your nose instead of your mouth, because nose breathing is more natural, helps your body effectively use the air you inhale. But when they say that, they're not saying to block all other reasons to breathe. What they're saying is when you're awake, breathe through your nose if you can. Now, you see, I'm blocked up. So, you know, we got dust. We just had a storm. So I can't do all my breathing through my nose. Plus, when you're talking, you breathe. But if you do have a choice when you're sitting there to go, or, you know, through your nose without the snotty sounding, yeah, try to do more nose breathing. But that doesn't mean to purposely obstruct other ways to breathe. So I don't want people misquoting Healthline. And when you're asleep, you know, you can worsen your sleep apnea. You can worsen, you know, oxygen level getting to the brain and other health issues, heart attack risk. I really believe that a lot of people, the reason why they die at 4 or 5 in the morning of either a stroke or heart attack early morning is because in their sleep, they're hypoxic. And that less oxygen causes such a demand on the heart that some hearts can't take it. So, you know, and even so, it's really hard to nasal breathe in your sleep. The effects of gravity and all that, you know, most of the time you will breathe through your mouth, even with sleeping. Now, you know, if you don't want to snore, there's certain tapes and there's certain, you know, like CPAPs or certain positions you could sleep in. But you really need to get that oxygen. Now, another thing, too, is a lot of people don't want to have bad breath. They're dating somebody new. They don't want to have their mouth open and have bad breath. So they keep their mouth closed. Let me just tell you, I think your mouth is going to have worse bad breath trying to close it. Okay, got to get some air in there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a 4th set of remains was found in Lake Mead, the largest man-made lake. It's a water reservoir that has been sadly shrinking due to the drought. It's been shrinking over the years, but precipitously in the last few years. California takes water from the Colorado. Multiple states do. And us in Nevada are like, does California really need to? I get that Arizona has to. I get that maybe Utah might be using the Colorado, but, and I get that Colorado needs the Colorado. But does California have to? So all eyes are on Governor Newsom as to why you need to take water from us desert folk. Well, we're being told by the Mercury News that Newsom is calling for water supply projects that will curb California drought and, quote, climate change. He said yesterday, or today, that they must do more to expand their water supplies by building new reservoirs, desalination plants, and recycled water facilities to address worsening droughts and water shortages. He released a 19-page plan that directs state agencies to accelerate permitting and offer increased financial assistance to local water projects while the states are struggling with its eighth year of drought in the last 11 years. The plan sets various targets and goals, many of them aiming to capture more water during the wet years that they could save for dry years. So they say among the targets were doubling the amount of recycled water produced by the state by 2030, increasing stormwater capture by 77%, raising the height of the dam at San Luis Reservoir east of Hollister, and then fast-tracking seven storage products that have funding approved for raising the height of the dam at the Los Vaqueros Reservoir and other projects, etc. Now, he said climate change means drought won't just stick around for 2 years at a time like it historically has. Drought is a permanent fixture here in the American West, and California will adapt to this new reality. Without action, state officials said hotter, drier weather could reduce California's water supply by up to 10% by 2040, roughly 6 to 9 million acre per feet. There's also calls for increasing water conservation, setting a goal of $1 billion in state and local spending to expand programs to pay people to voluntarily replace lawns with water-efficient landscaping. And it directs the State Water Resources Control Board to draw up mandatory conservation budgets for cities and water agencies next year if California faces another dry winter. Now, what is very confusing is there was supposed to be a desalination plant. And then that got canceled because they worried about the environment. Well, now we're being told that crews are constructing a 110 million brackish desalination plant to convert salty water from the Sacramento San Joaquin River Delta into enough fresh water to cover 30% of the city's annual needs. Now, the funding's coming from loans and grants and things like that. But, you know, this drought is frustrating. So there's been, for California alone, three dry years in a row. 97% of the state has been in a severe drought, 45% extreme drought. And the U.S. Drought Monitor is this federal report that kind of, you know, shows you could look at, you know, any state. I mean, California especially, they have their deserty areas, their more central areas. But sadly, that's where a lot of farmland is. And even along the coast, there's dry areas. And we've seen fires in areas that were, you know, yeah, in drought, but not even exceptional drought. And wildfires, sadly, draw resources, also draw on water. And so, you know, I think we, you know, especially for those of us in the Southwest, you know, there's water issues, I think, everywhere with population growth, more demand, and our population will continue to grow. You know, as we have open borders, as we're, and offering more ways for people to work at home and be more family friendly and not feel like they have to limit their reproduction in order to have a career, I do see our population growing. But with that means more resources. So, you know, I do like the idea of figuring out ways to conserve. But I also think that there has to be some smart ways to do things. And there's a lot of times we'll make a decision for one environmental purpose, which then can backfire. It's like, for example, you know, they wanted to keep power lines away from trees, but they didn't want to cut the trees. And they didn't want to, in a lot of these foresty areas, you know, have, you know, a tree line that was altered that could hurt trees just because there were power lines. The problem is if the power lines are too close to the trees, then starts a wildfire and then more trees die. So there has to be some common sense, and, you know, hopefully the best of the best is working on it. But, droughts and lack of water supplies, you know, could sadly cause long-term economical disasters. So a desalination plant, you know, might not be that much of a, you know, ecosystem expenditure when you look at the long run of things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we are starting to wind down with our COVID wave. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I got to tell you, between Omicron BA1 to BA2 to BA2.121, 2.122, BA4 and BA5, I think we're done. I think we're tired. I think would like a break. Well, sadly, we're hearing cases are jumping, right? Cases are jumping in South Korea. In the last day, they've had 137,000 cases of COVID. And remember, these are people actually getting tested. In Japan, 243,000 cases of COVID. China is starting to see spikes as well. I don't have their actual numbers, but we're being told that they are now considering new lockdown measures as they're dealing with new waves of COVID. Now, or I don't know necessarily if it's a new wave. I believe they're still dealing with the BA5. It's one of those things where does China have it first and then it comes to us? Or is the cat out of the bag where we get a new variant and then it goes to China? But right now, several COVID-hit Chinese cities from the countries east to west now are imposing fresh restrictions, new lockdowns. It's a softer type of lockdown, but they are trying to reduce unnecessary movement and try to keep things down. I can't necessarily say what they're dealing with, if it is the BA5. I'm hoping it's the BA5 and that the BA5 didn't kill a lot of people and we already went through it. But of course, since nobody's really telling us what the hell is going on, we have to assume, you know, who knows, maybe it's another leak or whatever. Meanwhile, Fauci made a joke. He had said he had made some joke, we're being told, when he was asked about COVID, that he made it in the kitchen. Apparently he was receiving an award, and Dr. Larry Corey said to Fauci during the discussion, at the epicenter of the initial outbreak, Washington 1 is considered the ancestral model strain. Fauci said, no, I developed the ancestral model strain. I created it. Dr. Corey laughed and said, that's right, you let it loose. Fauci goes, I was in my kitchen, and then he pretended to drop something on the floor. Corey goes, gain of function, there we go. And they're joking. Joking about Fauci making Italian meatballs when this happened. Now, some people thought it was funny. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all. You know, people died. We still don't know where this came from. And, just bad taste. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.